Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by Calaveras County Sheriff Rick DeBasilio on this weekend show. Sheriff DeBasilio, next thing I want to ask you about is there was recently a ribbon cutting for a new communication site in Arnold. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, that was there was some funds that the American Red Cross had available that they offered to the sheriff's office to erect a tower for communications. And what ended up happening was the money went to the Calaveras Friends of the Sheriff's Office, and they donated the money to CCWD, Calaveras County Water District, and then they erected the tower with the benefit of the sheriff's office being able to put one of their repeater sites up on that tower up in Arnold. Huge success. It was just over $107,000 that the Red Cross donated to us, and allowed us to have some very good communications in the Arnold area. We were suffering up there for a long time, so it's made a huge difference, and I can't thank the Red Cross and CCWD enough for the work that they put into that, putting it together.
You know, countywide, when it comes to being able to communicate, you know, how is it right now? I mean, adding that's obviously a great thing. Are there still some challenges?
Yeah, the challenge that we have here in the Sierra Foothills is that the topography is, you know, it's so up and down. And the radios that we're using is what they call a low band. And low band will follow the topography, so it works better. The problem is that the communications industry is getting away from low band and they're going to high band. Well, high band and or digital is like a direct line of sight. So if you have a tower up on top of a mountain, anything that it can see, you're going to have good service. But when you get down into those canyons, you're not going to have service. So you have to put up more repeater sites, and that's pretty much what we're trying to do right now. It's going to take some time and a lot of money to get that program up and running to where we have good service everywhere. Down in the valley, not so much of a problem, but boy, in the mountains, we sure have an issue. And I'm sure that Sheriff Pooley over here has the same issue as is Martin Ryan up in Amador. It's a battle that we've been fighting for years. It's getting better. And I can't, again, thank CCWD enough for allowing us to use some of their sites.
You know, looking back at the past fire season, Sheriff's Office obviously in charge of evacuations. And when it comes to fires, you know, what's your observations on how the fire season went?
We actually had a very uneventful fire season compared to years past. I got to give credit to Cal Fire. They jump on top of these fires real quickly. I know when you see a fire come, get started, you see the smoke. Man, it's only minutes away where you see the spotter plane in the air, and then you see the Boré bombers. We were talking offline about how Cal Fire is real close to us, over being right here in Columbia. So for them to get into Tuolumne, Calaveras, Amador County, it's minutes away. And I'm talking 4 or 5, maybe 10 minutes at max, and you've got airplanes in the air ready to spread Boré down. So it's a huge asset to have those folks so close to us. So it kept our fires that we did have to a very bare minimum, which was fantastic.
Sheriff's Office preparing for anything this winter when it comes to flooding or whatever it may be?
Well, you still, when you have those fires in the summertime, if we get a lot of rain, if you notice that this past storms that we had, the snow level did not come very far down. It was, almost at 7,000 feet, which is almost Bear Valley. It is Bear Valley. So it causes a lot of water to come down. So when it hits those burned areas, there's a lot of runoff. You end up with roads having flooding on the roads, the landslides that you get because of it. So there's a lot of other problems that go along with that. So we're always keeping our eyes out, and we make sure that Caltrans and our county road departments know where these problems are at so people don't have accidents.
Have there been many high-profile crimes or cases that have been keeping your department busy lately?
Well, nothing as of recent. We do have the Carlson trial that's going on. That was something that happened years ago that's keeping a lot of our detectives very busy with the district attorney's office in the courts. But no real high-profile crimes or cases going on right at this point in time, which is good. We still have our indoor marijuana grows that will continue to plague us.
Never know when that next high-profile case is going to happen, too. So,
no, it's you never know.
Interesting topography in place. You never know what's going to happen in this area of California.
That's very, very true.
You know, volunteers with the sheriff's office, what role have they been playing recently, and are you still looking for volunteers?
Oh, we're always looking for volunteers. I think we're at about 30 right now. They do so much work for us. I just cannot praise our volunteer program and our folks that do that enough. They work the Christmas parades that we've had here recently. They did. I know they were working it's called the Turkey Trot down there in Valley Springs, where they have the run that they do during the Thanksgiving weekend. If there's an event going on in Calaveras County, they're there. In fact, I heard some of them this morning when I was coming into work, going down to the food bank to help give out food for Christmas. And they were there for Thanksgiving, so they put a lot of hours in. In fact, I was reading the statistics, and we have a couple of volunteers, mind you, keyword, volunteers, that put more hours a year in than a regular person does working at a yearly job. If you look at this EDD's website, you work 2,080 hours a year. And we have some of these volunteers that are working 3,000 to 4,000 hours a year. So they're working more hours than a regular person at a full-time job. The miles that they put on and the time they put in is just phenomenal.
So by hearing that, it tells me that the volunteers are finding a pretty rewarding experience to do things with the sheriff's office.
Well, and it's not just for the sheriff's office. It just happens to be through the sheriff's office. They're working for the community. They're working community events. You know, they go to Ironstone and work the concerts. They work at Grape Stomp, Irish Days, Lumberjack Days. They're giving back to their communities what they're doing. It just happens to be through the sheriff's office.
You know, one other thing I'm interested to ask you about is something called Smart Water, which before this morning I knew nothing about, but you were kind of briefing me a little bit before we went on. So what exactly is Smart Water, and how will you be using that?
Smart Water is a tool. It's an investigation tool that we will be bringing on in January. And what it is if you remember back when you were a kid, you had the invisible ink to where if you wrote on something, you had to have a black light so that you could see that invisible ink. Well, this is basically the same concept. It's just you can't use a regular black light. It takes a special light to see it. But let's say you had a toolbox out in your shop, and you could spray this Smart Water on there, and now it has green speckles all over it, not able to be seen by the naked eye. But when you shine this special light on it, you can see it. And the stuff stays on there for about 5 years. So if one of my deputies is doing a car stop and they shine this black light into the bed of a pickup and they see these green speckles, we can actually take part of that green speckle off, send it to a lab, and that particular item will be linked to a certain person. It's like DNA. Everybody who gets into this Smart Water program will get some product that is linked specifically, it's registered to them with a certain DNA number. So now when we find that, when we shine this light on it, we take a little piece, send it to the lab, and it comes back to BJ. It was BJ's tool that got stolen. So it's going to change the world in how we do investigations. On the other side of that, we have a program that will be in our jail, so that when inmates come in the back door because they've been arrested for whatever, not only will they see this video cycling showing you how the program works, but they'll be walking underneath a big black light. So if they have any of this stuff on them, they're going to see it. And you can't wash this stuff off. It's amazing.
So if people have things like tools or valuables, you know, that they want to put Smart Water on, how would they get it? They get it through the sheriff's office, or they get it outside from another place?
They'll get it through the sheriff's office. And what we'll do is in January, when we bring this to light to everybody, we'll have a demonstration, and then people will be able to purchase it. And it's not very expensive. I think it's like $30 or $35 for a vial, and it goes a long ways. And then they'll register with the sheriff's office that they have this particular DNA strand, we'll call it.
And are these programs happening in quite a few other areas?
I know Tulare County is doing it. I believe San Joaquin County is looking at it. I'm not sure about Tuolumne. I haven't really talked to Sheriff Pooley about it. But there's actually quite a few counties that are now starting to do it. I think the 17 counties are doing it in California right now.
Okay.
So it's really catching on.
Seems like it could be quite the game changer if people have valuables and try to thwart burglaries.
Absolutely. And it was actually designed, believe it or not, for the rural crimes, the farm bureaus and the cattlemen's associations, where people were having their well pumps stolen, their gates stolen, and equipment stolen. And it's now to the point where people can use it. If you own handguns, you can put it on your handgun. You can put it on your jewelry. You can put it on your eyeglasses. You can put it on pretty much anything you want. And if somebody finds it, if a cop finds it, and we know it's stolen, it's
very interesting.
Good.
We need to take one more break. We're talking with Sheriff Rick DiBasilio on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hanson, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.